SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The death toll stands at 104 in the Texas Hill Country after flash flooding hit the area over the weekend.
Officials continue searching for five girls from Camp Mystic and one counselor. Kerr County Sheriff Larry Letha.
We will not stop until this mission is complete.
A wall of water slamming into camps and homes along the Guadalupe River before daybreak on July 4th. Officials under fire over preparedness and warnings and who was in charge. Other area camps say they were monitoring the weather and evacuated. I'm Julie Walker.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court cleared the way for the state to institute a ban on conversion therapy in a ruling today that gives the governor more power over how state laws are enacted.
The court ruled a Republican-controlled legislative committee acted unconstitutionally when it rejected a state agency's rule that would prohibit this practice. But the ruling goes beyond the conversion therapy issue. It takes power away from the legislators to block rules and gives the governor more authority over how state laws are enacted. The legislator's attorney argued that decades of precedent, including a 1992 Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling, support the legislator's right to suspend state agency rules. Two conservative justices who opposed the ruling also say the decision shifts too much power to the executive branch. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
President Trump says he's not happy with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. Trump says Moscow's ongoing war in Ukraine is killing a lot of people on both sides. I'm not happy with him, I can tell you that much right now, Trump said of Putin during a meeting Tuesday with his cabinet. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 165 points, the NASDAQ rose 6, the S&P declined 4. This is SRN News. Americans like video streaming services.
According to the Pew Research Center, 83% of poll respondents say they regularly watch shows on streaming platforms, with Netflix and Amazon Prime Video being the most popular. But decency advocates point out that such services are not governed by the FCC, as broadcast TV is, and therefore may contain content that is dangerous for children. Experts are urging parents to be careful what they let the youngsters watch on streaming platforms. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An arsonist set fire to the door of a Melbourne, Australia synagogue over the weekend, forcing the congregation to flee. The incident happened 7 months after criminals destroyed a synagogue in the same city with an accelerant-fueled blaze that left one worshiper injured. In the latest case, a man doused the double front doors of the downtown East Melbourne Hebrew congregation and set it alight while 20 worshipers were inside. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street ended mixed today after a broad sell-off in response to the Trump administration setting new tariffs on more than a dozen nations. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite was little changed. The sluggish trading came a day after the S&P 500 had its biggest drop since June, as President Trump announced a 25% tax on imports from Japan and South Korea and new tariff rates on other nations scheduled to go into effect August 1st. The S&P 500 remains near the record it set last week. The Dow down 165 points to close at 44,240. The NASDAQ gained 6 to 20,418. The S&P 500 dropped 4 points to 6,225. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com.